buckle your seatbelt and hold on. Where Nashville music scene comes alive, right where you are. You're listening to Notable Nashville Podcast with your host, Groove Dr. J. Don't miss a beat.
Yo, my name's Archie Summers, and I'm with my friend Max, and we're going to be playing Shifter. Could I ask myself, is someone gonna hurt you? I keep me guessing and I turn into someone that I couldn't tell. Shifter's gonna see through and she knows about it. Cause I hide it well and nothing's gonna last me. You have enough and drag me through those streets, I swear. Cause good men can't speak. Cause I dig this hole until you're gone. So much you can dare to withstand in place till I get it wrong. Hold back as long as.
Everybody, thanks for tuning in to Notable Nashville Podcast. Today's guest is Archie Summers. Thanks for joining me, man.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, thanks for playing that tune, Shifter, which just came out a couple weeks ago now, right?
Yeah, it's pretty fresh.
Yeah, I really like it. How did that come about? Did you write it with other people and produce with other people?
I kind of basically like the process of like my interactions with producers is like I write the song on my own, but it's kind of this super bare bones. Like, I'm not a musician by any means. I basically write on guitar, and that's about the extent. And so I brought it to Noah Knuckles, who's a super talented producer in the area. And we just kind of flesh it out. And I don't know, just experimented.
So just not a lot of people working on it, just you and a couple of people?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, so I wanted to bring your backstory because you grew up in Franklin, Tennessee,
yeah,
right? So you're kind of like a unicorn is what they call the Nashville people here, like grew up here. Have you ever lived any other places besides like the Nashville area?
No, man. Same house.
Oh, wow.
You know, it was a Victorian house in Franklin, Tennessee. But yeah,
cool.
Franklin's weird. It kind of looks like a Hallmark set.
It does, yeah. It's very like, I don't know, when I think of Franklin, I just think of like hoity-toity rich people.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of those. It was like, growing up, it was me and then all of my neighbors were old people. And like, they're all still around and they're like in their 90s now and it's we get along, you know. That's good. It was a weird childhood though, just a lot of
old people.
Yeah, man.
Well, then you went to Belmont University and you just graduated from there?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what did you major in? What did you study?
I was a music business major. And it was with like a business emphasis just because I didn't really want to do any minors or whatever. And yeah, it was fine. I learned a decent bit, but music is still the passion. They didn't knock that out of me.
So what made you, you started releasing music like on streaming platforms and stuff like around 2019.
Yeah.
Is that right? So what made you kind of want to pursue the trajectory of like an artist, of a musical artist?
So basically in high school, I was in a, I've been writing since I was like 14 years old. And Max, who played Shifter with me, he, we've been friends since we were little kids. We met when we were like 12 years old in like church youth group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, basically we started that, and then basically it was me, Max, and our friend Zephan who learned bass to like play in our like adolescent band, and it like wasn't super working, and we needed some like firepower, and I had just met Brenna, and we were like 15 years old at that point. Brenna, her full name is Brenna Cassa. She's in Venus and the Flytraps.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we started a band called Ill Spectre, and that was like what I did from 2015 to like 2020.
Oh, okay.
And then we all kind of...
So that was like your high school years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we all kind of went our separate ways, but all remained close. Like, cool, we're all roommates. Which has been really, really cool to see, like, what we have gotten, like, from that. Because it was experimental, like, indie rock.
Okay.
So I wanted to, like, do poppier stuff. And Max went on to, like, produced a number of people in the area. And Brenna's doing the Brenna thing. But, yeah, that was kind of, like, where it all started.
That's awesome. So, I don't know, it was probably a difficult time to kind of start releasing music, and then the pandemic hit and everything.
Yeah.
What kind of made you continue releasing stuff and not get down about like, oh, maybe I can't play shows right now, or you know, you probably were kind of just starting out putting music out there, but how did you kind of set yourself up for that platform?
Basically, in high school, we played a ton of shows, and a lot of them sucked because they were just like dingy house shows with like Nashville 20-something year olds, and we were like 15.
Yeah.
And so it like by the time it had ended, there were more weird shows that we wish we hadn't played than like inspiring, like, oh, I love playing live.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was super jaded by live performance, so I actually like had no problem with not playing. And the Archie thing was just kind of I have a lot of time on my hands, and I've been working on it for a decent bit before the pandemic, but it just kind of gave me more time to like work on the sound and
that's
like,
really cool.
Find what I'd like want from it.
Well, I really like your visual aspect too, because you have a lot of music videos out.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I like the creativity that you put into those videos and stuff. What kind of inspires you for visual art?
I'd say just whatever's eye catching or like exhilarating. With a lot of the music videos that I've done with Brandon Exum, who's a up and coming film dude.
Cool.
He works primarily on movie sets.
Okay.
And stuff like that. But so he is a pro, and we kind of like first video we did was Girl Back Home, I believe. Girl Back Home. And He was like 21 and I was 19 at that point. I was 19 years old, but it felt like I was with like a veteran dude, and he kind of, we flesh it out, and I just like little stories.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wanted it to kind of feel a little spooky, and that's kind of where we were trying to like get at for most of the projects we've like done together. But yeah, Brandon's amazing.
Yeah, it definitely does seem very, very professional, like all the videos that you've produced and or that he has produced for
yeah.
you. I really like the halfway video too, where you kind of have all these different settings, and like at one point you're like in lipstick and a, you know, kind of a Prince outfit and stuff. it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I like people that are not afraid to explore the visual aspect of things. So
for sure. My thing, it's kind of a joke among my friends, but like the thing that I add most in like creative like collaboration is yes, like I just kind of go with whatever sparks my interest and then look at it objectively uh-huh. later, because I kind of like I've never wanted to be someone who's stuck in my like what I do and what I like want out of it, because uh-huh. you'd have to. Or from what I've experienced, collaboration is like the best way to progress. But from the funny story, not a funny story, from the halfway video on the a dock shot where I like climb up over it. The first take we did, I almost drowned in the lake.
Oh my God.
Because we, I had a wetsuit under like my clothes. Uh-huh. So I didn't like actually get hypothermia, because yeah. it was like 35 degrees outside, I think. Dang. Brennan loves putting me in like really scary situations. But basically like I slid into the water to like get the clothes wet so I could like pull myself over, but I slid under the dock because I was like freaking out, because it was like cold.
It was
shock.
So cold.
And the dock was like floating on like plastic like buoys. I don't know what the terminology for docks are, but I slid under the plastic and like caught myself last second.
Oh damn.
And I'm
scary.
A really weak swimmer, so it was like pretty gnarly, but it turned out cool.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you survived and lived to tell the tale.
Would have been some dope promo if I didn't. You're though,
like, RIP Archie Summers,
for real. Stream it, you know.
So I kind of am interested in what you're listening to these days. Like with all, I told you, like, I don't know, the Gen Z, younger generation, they yeah. cling on to things a lot faster than people that have been doing it for a while. And I don't know, what are you listening to that is kind of maybe new or fresh that people might not know about?
I have been an adamant supporter of Binky. I don't know if you know Binky.
I haven't listened to him, no.
Yeah, he's a New York, like, it's indie pop, I guess, but it's kind of this, like, he was the first artist that I felt like I really aligned with uh-huh. Sonically, and, like, the styles. I'm super inspired by him, and he kind of just has this, like, punchy production, super, like, bit-crushed, loud drums, and like, a super carefree delivery, and it just kind of feels like just out of like what else is going on right now.
Out of the popular trend.
He's super, super cool. I've been listening to a lot of Eve's Tumor recently. They're more popular, I believe, but their thing is just kind of like an alien, like the get up is super out. I don't know. They kind of defy like gender, genre, like.
Yeah, that's interesting that you bring them up, because I just recently found out about them through Blood Orange, I believe, was like posting something about it. Yeah. And yeah, it was really cool. I liked it.
Yeah, they've cultivated such a unique just a unique brand sound, and everything is like extremely cohesive because it's genuine. The garden as well has been like a major since I was like a little kid.
Okay.
Haha, the album was released in like 2015, but they were like breaking out like break beats and like ridiculous synths, and it was like that mixed with this like punk approach to vocals. And I don't know if you know them, but they're
I haven't heard of them.
They like dress up like clowns, but it's like ICP, but like internet cool 20-year-old like Calabasas something.
Check it out. Yeah.
Very strange individuals, but yeah, no, that's like just kind of, I've been on this like chase for new shit that I find interesting, and that's kind of how I've based everything I've done.
That's cool. So I know you said you were kind of jaded on live performances, but you've got a show tomorrow at the East Room with Venus and the Flytraps.
Yeah.
So what can we expect at the show? Is it going to be like full band and everything?
Yeah, man. I will not be that jaded at the show, I don't think. But yeah, full band. No tracks. We're just kind of ripping it.
Okay, cool.
But I'm very excited. I'm playing an unreleased song and Shifter and some older stuff from the core set. But yeah, awesome. I'm super excited. Meg Elsier is going to kill it. But yeah, no, it should be a really, really fun night.
Yeah, that'll be cool. So what's your like dream venue? You've been in Nashville like pretty much all your life. Yeah. Is there any like dream venue that you'd be like, oh, I want to play this at some point?
Definitely Ascend. Because I don't know. That's kind of like the biggest venue I would want to play. Yeah. Cause like arenas and like stadiums and stuff, it's dope, but the sound gets really fucked up. I mean, I guess Ascend also cause it's going into,
yeah,
but it's an amphitheater.
Pretty much every Ascend show that I've been to has sounded good. Even if I'm out in the lawn
for sure.
But yeah, that's a super cool venue.
Yeah, and that's always been one where I go to shows there, and it's just like a complete experience. The Ryman, obviously.
Yeah.
And like small scale, I just heard of Vinyl Lab. There, it's like this little venue that's in Bar that's inside of a like vinyl manufacturer.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know. I was just super like psyched on it, and it's like in Nashville, but I had never heard of it or been able to find it.
Yeah, I feel like another artist that I had on was talking about that too, but I've never been to that spot.
Yeah, man, check it out.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. So what can we expect in the future for Archie Summers? You got anything like releasing soon, or any, you know, EPs or albums or anything?
Yeah, I'm in the middle of my rollout for the debut EP, which is cool. I've got a song coming out in June, July, and then August is like the rest of the EP.
Okay, awesome.
I'm super psyched about it.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for stopping by the studio and taking a chat with me. And would you want to play maybe another live song for us?
Yeah, man, of course.
All right, what's this one?
It's called Speak Your Mind.
All right, sweet.
And you don't look like I've seen you. So have I, never not surprised. And we don't talk like we used to. You and I are slow to rise. Like all good days you break down, let it go to waste. And it's more than I can take. Before you speak your mind, make me choose where to go and what to do. Just close your eyes, you're wasting time. Leave it far behind. And I just know that we lost it. can't explain, but I'm fucking exhausted. Let go of my departed. Near the end, just look where we started. Like all good days you break down, let it go to waste. It's more than I can say before I, before you speak your mind. Make me choose where to go and what to do. Just close your eyes, you're wasting time. Leave it here, far behind. And we'll only grow older, mean less, more to you. Look over my shoulder, I got nothing to lose. And before I say outright, I want something new. It lives at my bedside, I'm out of view. Speak your mind, make me choose where to go and what to do. Just close your eyes, you're wasting time. Leave it here, far behind.
Thanks for tuning in to Notable Nashville Podcast, broadcast from Acme Radio Live, right in the heart of downtown Nashville. Check us out on the socials, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And if you like it, you can also support this podcast on Anchor by clicking the link in the platform that you are listening on. Hey, until next time, thanks for listening to Notable Nashville Podcasts.
This podcast is sponsored by Smokers Abbey. They've got everything you could want. Craft cigars, quality pipe tobacco, a huge liquor and draft beer selection, everything you need to find rest for your soul. Smokers Abbey has two locations around the Nashville area, one right in the heart of East Nashville and the other over in Gallatin, Tennessee. So what are you waiting for? Head over to Smokers Abbey today. They're open late.